So at the beginning of the parasha we have, Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to Mevakar Chela, Avraham Avinu, and the Gemara says, or in Saita, the Gemara says that you should, Acharei Hashem Elokechem Tilechun, you should go after Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should follow after Kadosh Baruch Hu, is the Gemara. So what does that mean, you should go after Kadosh Baruch Hu? Not a physical proximity, we can discuss going after as before, the whole idea. The Gemara says you should follow in his ways. Like just a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Malbrish Arumim, because the Pasuk says he made clothing for Adam and his wife. You should also make sure that people have the clothing that they need. Just a Kadosh Baruch Hu visits the Chaylim, like it says over here in Parshas Vayera, the Kadosh Baruch Hu visited Abraham, you should also visit the Chaylim. So the more it gives this example, is the source of the mitzvah Bikur Charlam, is the mitzvah Bikur Charlam based on the idea of we're supposed to be emulate the ways of a Kadosh Baruch. The Rambam, there's a different Gemara, the more in Bamatsiya and Aflama, the more it brings it from a Pasuk in Parshas Yisro, that Yisro asked Moshe Rabbeinu, what are you doing? He says that the Klal Yisrael comes to him and he teaches them I teach them all of these different things, and I teach the Derech Yechuba v'samasa shayasum. So the Gemara says on that the word Derech means one thing, Yechuba is referring to Bikur Charlam. The Gemara brings a pasuk that a person is supposed to be Bikur Charlam. So the Gemara brings it from that pasuk. The Bahag, when he's listing the 613 mitzvahs, lists this Gemara in Bamatsiya Daf Lamed is a source that there's a mitzvah deraisa to visit a chayla. It's a separate one of the targum mitzvahs. One of the 613 mitzvahs is bikur chayla. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that these are all branches of the mitzvah b'hat l'recha kamaycha, that you should love your fellow neighbor as you love yourself. So you would want, if you were ill, you'd want someone to come and take care of you, visit you, etc., be interested in you. You should do the same for them. So Ram does not see it. It's one of the special, independent mitzvah deraisa. He says, the Gemara and Bamatsiya. The Gemara and Bamatsiya is saying that there's even though there's a general mitzvah of behalf of the Rechel Kamarcha, Chazal came along and made certain categories which are a mitzvah mirabana that a person should do. So a person should be mevakar acharlov. The Gemara is making based on this pasuk that they'll be mevakar acharlov. So it's a mitzvah based on that. Now the difference between the two of them would seem to be that whether it's a mitzvah ben adam l'makom or a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveiro. It's a mitzvah after Chizmach. That's clearly a mitzvah on the way, right? That we have responsibilities from one person to the other. That the Torah gave us a command to be aware of the needs of one individual, etc. The mitzvah of Achrei Hashem Elokechem Teilechu, that you should follow the ways of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that you should be a good person. That's really incumbent upon the person between him and his Creator. He's supposed to develop into such a person. So there's a mitzvah Benonim Lamakim elements in Bikur Charlam, besides the mitzvah Benonim Lachavera elements, and you're helping the Charla, you are becoming a better person. And the Torah gave you a command that you should do actions which make you into a better person. So both elements exist in Bikur Charlam.
Is there any nachamina for that?
There is. You find in the mitzvah Benonim Lachavera, there's a certain term zaken benefit and the fig fighter is not kaiv and the shavu zaveda. The poskim said there's no tour of zaken benefit fig fighter by bikur charlam. So benonim malkum, there isn't such a tour. Benonim chamera, there is a tour. I have responsibility for you, but I don't have to do something which is going to be lower my dignity. So if you have a situation like that, you say that this great individual should go visit this he still has the mitzvah of Bikur Charlam in that situation. The Gemara says that a mitzvah which is primarily Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, there's no Tenevetz HaTocholos HaSei. A mitzvah Ben Adam L'Malkam there is, so what would be over here? So there's a very nice effort called Chavetz HaSharon, So he brings works out, you know, he has about 8-10 pages working out the nafkaminas between the two, whether it's a Beron Malkam and Mechavera. Okay. Rav Moshe was asked if a person fulfills the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim with a phone call. Is that, or you know, Chazal's lashon is b'mavakar to call, which is actually to visit him. Would you fulfill that with a phone call? So Rav Moshe says that no. If you look at the pasuk in that the Gemara in Brahma Tzeh brings, it says derech yelchubah. It specifically talks about it as a derech. So the primary mitzvah is to actually go. If a person can't go, obviously there is a mitzvah after Rech Kamoicha, you still accomplish something by speaking to the person and you see how he's doing it. So raising his spirit you'll have, but the specific mitzvah of, which that would be under the understanding of the Rambam says that there's a mitzvah after Rech Kamoicha, because Chazal came along and made a mitzvah Rabbanon, specifically of Bikur Cholim. Says that specific mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, you're not going to fulfill with a phone call. You'll fulfill the Haftar Echad Kamoicha, which of course that's a tremendous thing to do, and a person should do so. So he says a telephone, a letter, a shliach, all of those things would not be a fulfillment of the Iker Mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. So we see again that there's a very specific mitzvah to do it in a certain way, which that's this mitzvah called Bikur Cholim. And then there's a general concept of, you know, anytime you act in a you help somebody, so you're doing such a concept.
But Rebbe, the Rambam does not distinguish between the two, or he does. So according to the Rambam, you'd also have this mila of actually this distinction of actually going, or no?
The Rambam says that there's a mitzvah of a hafter chemercho. The Chacham came along and made certain specific categories of things you should do. So Rav Moshe understands, according to the Rambam, that you would not fulfill. That they gave you a specific command called Bikur Cholim. You would fill the Bahat the Rechel Kamechim, and not the Rabban or Bikur Cholim.
Does anybody say Bikur Cholim falls within Gimilus Chassadim? That it's like
a. Well, that's Bahat the Rechel Kamechim, so that'd be the reason. Okay. The Gemara says a story that. The Gemara has a whole series of stories to bring out the importance of Bikur Cholim. The Gemara says a story that one of the Tamino of Rabbi Kiva, and that's where they bring from the story the proof that there's no type of dispensation, but by the Rabbi Kiva was the Gadol Hador. He was the leader of the whole generation, and he went to visit one of his students. The Gemara says that nobody was visiting. He went to visit. He saw that the room wasn't clean. They cleaned up the room, etc. And the Talmud said afterwards that you've given me life. You've given me back my life. So the halacha brings down that the point of the Gemara is bringing the story is not to say how nice Rabbi Kiva was, but that part of the responsibility of Bikur Cholim is to go there, is to actually make sure that everything's being taken care of. It's not just a visit, but you visit somebody in the house, you know, you make sure the person's being taken care of. Even in the hospital, the Kloisenberger Rebbe, which started on the other hospital, he was asked, you know, now you have the hospital staff, so. He says, no, you're still responsible to make sure that the staff is doing what, you know. So he gave rishus to the visitors to drive the staff crazy. I don't think he meant to drive them crazy, but they were right to check up, make sure that, you know, the some people sort of fall off the radar screen more than others. An interesting flip side of the mitzvah, if I go to visit and the child is sleeping, right? So person leaves a little note and leaves. He didn't actually speak to the chala. So the person said he still fulfilled the mitzvah because he was mavakar the chala. He can't visit the chala. Elamai, the element of the benam lechavera, the person he does when he wakes up and he sees that you were there, so that he appreciates that. So there's that. But the etzem idea that you went to visit, you fulfill that concept. When a person comes, a person should try and to be. The Gemara says that you have to daven. Part of it is to daven. So the Gemara says, for example, the Gemara says that certain kalim you don't visit. You don't visit a kala who has, he'd be embarrassed. He has stomach problems and his situation is not comfortable, or a person has difficulty speaking and it's just going to be frustrating to him. So the Gemara, so you would come and stand outside, you know, say a tefillah and leave. You wouldn't go in necessarily because it's going to be a tircha. Any situation, you're going to be matriach the chayla The point is not that the chalim became your esrog and you need to fulfill the mitzvah of shaking the lulav and esrog. So the chalim is the lulav and esrog, you know. So that's not. There is a famous Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi said that when you go to visit a charla, the charla is like the chefs of the mitzvah. He's the item of the mitzvah. So he didn't mean that you should look at him as not a human being, right? He meant you should treat him with the extra respect. But you always treat every human being with special attributes because he's part of the mitzvah. But sometimes that deteriorates into just he becomes the item of the mitzvah. So you're shaking the lulav. When the Gemara says that along those lines that even visiting somebody who you're going to visit, the Gemara says you should not visit in the first 3 hours or the last 3 hours of the day. First 3 hours of the day, usually the person has slept, he's feeling a little bit better, so the significance of the situation is not impressed upon the visitors, and they're not going to daven enough. He looks pretty good. He's doing okay. I heard he wasn't so ill. He looks pretty good. All right. Vice versa, at the end of the day, a person's been up for a while, he's really worn out, it looks worse. People might look at the situation and sort of give up hope. Wow, he looks so bad, you know, who knows what's going to be? It's sort of, he's going to discourage the tefillah, which you want to engender, because people are going to react to the negative situation which is in front of them. So the Gemara suggests visiting him at a time where that wouldn't happen. How often should a person visit? So a person can, it's one of the things that Elul Rav Shein Lamshir. But obviously the point again over here is it shouldn't be a tircha and any type of pressure on the charla. Or Shulchan Aruch says, are those who are taking care of him. So that's one of the issues you have. You're visiting someone in the hospital during the daytime when they're doing different procedures. You know, visitors get in the way. The reason why they have visitors' hours is not just because, you know, that they like showing their rights to decide what to do, is because this way it's a time when really, unless you're a very close, intimate family member, so that strengthens the chalav very much, so it's worthwhile for the hospital that it should be, but otherwise it gets in the way many times. When the visitor comes, since he's doing a mitzvah, since the Mora says that the presence of the Shekhinah is there over the heads of a chalav. So that being said, the person comes in, you know, wearing his dungarees, you know, with his sandalim, you know, and his t-shirt. That's probably not the appropriate way to visit a charla. If he has no other choice, so he does what he has to do. But a person should come in with the derech kavod. He's visiting somebody, and there should be derech kavod that he's doing it.
Is that talking about somebody who's a holy with yeshua sakana, or is that just not a holy in terms of the shekhinah being over their head?
Doesn't say it's limited to the chalish yeshua sakana, but it does mean a real illness. It doesn't mean that the person has a flu for a few days, but a person has a significant illness, even lav dafka, it's life threatening.
And is there a shear for sickness in terms of the mitzvah of yichur holim?
The price can assume that, you know, the person has a cold. It's not called yichur holim when you visit him because he has a cold. Mm-hmm. But that depends on the person. The halacha says that the part of the responsibility of the visitor is to keep up the spirits of the chayla. So if the person walks in and sees the situation is bad, and he himself is depressed from it, so the chayla says to him, "How do I look? You look horrible. You're allowed to lie. That you shouldn't be cause the chayla to be himself to be depressed or something of that sort." It's referred to in a lachim. You can do it in a way which is like, you know, you look so special. You know, that person can be special for time, can be special for Rabbi. You know, you say it in a tone of voice. It sounds like you're saying something positive. If a person wants to visit somebody that he's had a difficult, they've had some difficulty with the two of them, one to the other. So he wants to, before the person passes away, he needs to ask for just beforehand, because it could be a pressure on them. It's very nice. You want the chaperah not to have the veira of having an issue with this person before he dies, but meanwhile you come and he sees you and he says, "Oh, hey," and he feels 10 times worse and he makes him sicker. So you know, so you have to ask for just the person that he has to ask for shuks. a person shouldn't come. But otherwise, there is an interesting area of halacha that says that a man can be mevaker a woman can mevaker a man. You know, with all of our frumkeit, we say there is room for both directions. Halacha shivisa chela akum. Halacha says you should not only chela of Yisrael, even chela of akum. The verse is because of darkei sholem, so it's appropriate to visit them as well. The Rambam's language is when you're visiting a chela of Yisrael, you should also visit a chela of shel akum. Doesn't say you should go specifically for that purpose. But if a person is visiting, he goes to the hospital, he's visiting Chosh Yisrael, and he has a roommate, she should stop by the roommate also, just, you know, to ignore the roommate.
Is the whole Akam included in the mitzvah itself, or is it a nice thing to do once you're doing it?
They said there's a din of being mavaker. It's a separate act of beaker. Okay. If you have a choice between who to be mavaker, the person who say you really should be mavaker is somebody who doesn't have visitors. That's the much more significant mitzvah. An oni or an usher, you should visit the oni. That he in general will need the greater chizik, will get the greater chizik, needs the greater chizik. So it's appropriate that you visit somebody that would benefit from it. This interesting halacha, the Mora says that recognizing that the presence of the Shekhinah is there, so that means two things. That when you daven for the refuah of the Charla, you do not need to say his name. You're talking directly to Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's there, is saying, "Roshan, please remember not for the person who's sick." So he's talking straight to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a makom of a direct line to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mora says it also means when you sit down, you should not sit higher than the Charla. Because the Shekhinah is there, hovering at the level of the Chala, you're asking where you're putting yourself higher than the Shekhinah. So a person should be seated equal or lower than the height of where the Chala is. So the Chala is in the hospital bed. That's easy. A person's lying down on the couch in his home. He's lying on the couch, so the chair many times is higher than the couch. You should really find a chair which is lower than the couch. It's one of the Borm Shalem Shir. So the definition of Ein Lo Shir, we say that this, what does it mean that Ein Lo Shir doesn't have, it means the amount of times that you visit. So a person can go visit a chela multiple times. You know, if it's yet to be a chela, I visit it one time. That's not the point. The point is that's your esrog approach. Right? Yet to mitzvah be a chela. The point is whatever you can do, which also means obviously if the extra visits are going to be a tirka on him, you want to do so. There's a word from the Altman Kellum. Now, the Altman Kellum says, if you look at Romavino's, the story of Romavino, which is a primary, you know, he's a paradigm of the concept of doing chesed. The beginning of the parsha, we have Romavino doing this tremendous amount of chesed to malachim who have no need for it. Right? If you look at the paradigmatic example of Romavino's chesed, we know that he had this in and he was taking care of people constantly. He made an Eshel of Beersheba, so Chazal have this whole medrash about what he did, etc. It's not mentioned in the Torah. He gets two words, Vahita Eshel. That's all he gets, is Vahita Eshel. Whereas over here, you get this, like, every single detail to somebody who had no need for it. Right? So the Altman Kellum says, you see the Torah stresses deliberately that we should, yes, there's a concept of Adon Chaveroi in Chesed, but we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that it changes us as a person. They say, I said with the Baron Cutler, that you have to be careful with that. So he once was walking in Eretz Yisrael, and he was walking along with Samidim, and he saw somebody there, and he gave the person stalker. Then he walked away, came back, gave him stalker a second time. So the Talmud asked him, like, why'd you give a second time? Like, why'd you change your mind? He says, the first time I gave it with the feelings of mercy, I felt bad. I saw the person's situation, I felt bad, I wanted to give him something. Then it hit me that I did, that's the natural emotion between one person and another, that's a good reason to give stalker. There's another reason to give stalker besides that. Because it's the appropriate thing that as me as a person, I have responsibility to give stalker, whether I feel mercy or not, I'm responsible to give stalker. So I already went past my feelings. I already took care of that. I did it again because that's the right thing for me as a person to do these type of things. So he gave it a second time. So going back to our original, you know, a primary element of Bikur Karlam is because you care about somebody, you want to help him. But this, at least there's another element, which is that you have to understand that you have to approach the world thinking about other people. And that should be a focus of what your life is about, is trying to find ways and opportunities to give to others, not because, you know, I'm forcing it on them and they don't want it and they don't need it, but at least in the sense that it's I'm becoming a person just like Kodesh Baruch Hu gives because he's a giver, he wants to give, so I should also be such a person, not because I'm moved to mercy only, but that is my approach to life, is I want to be a person who's a giver, and that's my focus. So that's why the Torah, the author says, the Torah specifically gives the story of the Gemilas HaSodom of Avraham Avinu, specifically in a scenario where it was just to show Avraham's midah of being a giver, independent of what the needs of the respondent are.